and eat what they want to, and if it suits them or if don't, they'll go get another. No, we had some out here, and I didn't think it was him. So I went out there one day to see about it, and old coons had already beaten me. And they got about 14 theirs, and it was the best of the corn. Well, but they had to have something to eat, too.
Do owls ever attack chickens?
What?
Do owls?
Oh, yeah, they when they're out in the open. But see, well, here for the last 8 or 9 years, maybe longer, I've kept mine penned, and I've got a big hen house, and I don't have too many chickens in it. And that way, I feed them Peruna feed, and that's a balanced feed. So they give me good service. Mm-hmm. And then I have electric light bulb in there that I turn on of a night. And they just get along fine. Mm-hmm. And really, that way you see the owls and hawks and things can get to them. And then another thing, they're up and you know exactly what they eat. That's what I like about it. Yes. And when they're out in the yard, they bothered the garden, and I had to have a fence around it. And every once in a while, one would get over in there. And they always get where they ought to. Flowers and things like that. I like the flowers. And I just rather have my chicken shut up. Yeah, the owls, long time ago when I was at home, the old chickens roost in cedar trees. We had a lot of cedars around the house at that time. Pappy liked them. So they were there at the old home place. So the old chickens roost in those cedars because it was better. Mother had a hen house, but a lot of times there'd be some of them that'd go to the, and the old owls would get up there and push them off those roost, you know, up in the tree, and when the old hen fell off, well, they'd grab them.
Is that right?
They just keep pushing them? Yeah, that's right.
Well, they're wise old owls. Yes, they are. Now, those would be the big, how big would they be?
Old chickens?
No, the owls.
Oh, they're big old owls. Uh-huh. They'd be as big as the old chicken, maybe larger.
Yeah. What are these little owls?
They call them the hoot owls.
I see. The big ones are just...
We just call them old owls, but those are little old hoot owls. And then the screech owl are smaller, too.
I never knew that about owls.
They're something all right.
What did you call all of those things? Owls and...
Birds, as far as I know.
Owls and foxes and weasels and all that.
Animals. Call them animals and birds.
If you didn't like them, did people say they're varmints?
Yeah, they called them that a whole lot. The ones that attacked things.
All
of it, I guess, would come under varmints. I guess that would be the ones that would attack chickens and geese and turkeys and guineas and things like that.
The varmints are always a nuisance.
We raise guineas too. I think they're cute. And peafowls. Papa had peafowls. We haven't had any since here because we was too close to the neighbors. And I didn't have any peafowl. Yeah, they'd bother Mama's old setting hens. And I've seen her take Massey toast all it almost. See, then he'd go to taking care of. Now, the old hens, the old peafowl hens didn't bother, but the old roosters would. And she'd mash his old toast to keep him employed with them so he'd let the old chickens alone. She couldn't do nothing else with him because she couldn't tie him to nothing because then that'd... He'd have broken his leg or something, pulled his leg out. So she just mashed his toes till he couldn't. And then they had a shed, and the hens were set in the shed, you see. And the main part of the hen house had sloping, so the droppings would go down in a trough, and it made it easier to clean out.